You are listening to the Mantic Universe podcast. I'm Chris, and as ever, I'm joined by my good friend Mark.
Hey, everybody.
And Mark, it's a very exciting day.
It is very exciting. I'm up early.
Up early on a Wednesday during tax season. What more could you possibly want?
Absolutely. So that just tells you how important this is. So.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, buddy. I think it really makes a big difference. So we've got a special announcement for MUP for today. So yesterday I was recording on my own a quick little announcement talking about MUP Faction Focus. And we've managed to keep this under our hat for a long time now. But Mark, we're here to talk about something else new for the dear listener.
Absolutely. Something very new and very exciting. And actually kind of an outgrowth of everything that's going on in the community right now and building upon the past as well. So, but I don't know if everybody's noticed, but man, narrative is popping up all over the place on Facebook and everything else for Kings of War. I mean, I sent you guys a couple of clips, you know, people writing narratives for their pickup games or their scheduled games at their local game store. And then, you know, they do a little narrative in the beginning and then a follow-up at the end. It's like,
this is Ronnie Renton and you are listening to the Mantic Universe podcast.
Nice job, guys. So, Scott Sally, tip of the hat, sir. But anyways, yeah, very exciting. So, you know, it's good to see that happening. Are you seeing much over that in Germany right now?
Definitely, I think so. Definitely. I mean, as you say, Mark, I think the usual places like Facebook Fanatics, it's just suddenly people are talking about lore and narrative gaming a lot more. I think we come back to the point that just because Kings of War specifically, you know, particularly is such a good tournament game, people tend to think of it in the competitive with a competitive focus or a competitive hat on. But just because it's a fantastic competitive game, it doesn't mean it can't be a fantastic narrative game. And I think we've really seen a big uptick, as you say, Mark, in how many people are talking about stories of their armies and the narrative of Panathor, et cetera, et cetera. And that's something that at MUP we think is really cool. Obviously, we've written previously Narrative Weekends. The Signal was the one we did the most recently for Firefight. But it's just something that's more and more, it just seems to be growing, right? So it's really exciting. We've had a couple of narrative episodes, particularly with Worlds. We've had Daddy on, who's been absolutely fantastic as well. But we've been thinking for a little while of what can we do with this as a podcast? And we keep dancing around it, but I'll just dance around it a little bit more. That's obviously the nature of the exciting announcement today, guys.
This is Fred reminding you to visit the Kings of War Forum, kowforum.com. No ads, no commercials. That's kowforum.com.
Absolutely. And in the past, you know, I had the narrative workshop over at Countercharge, and that was a lot of fun. And, you know, we have had, you know, narrative here on the show here at MUP as well. So, you know, but like you mentioned, Chris, we've had a little audio drama action going on. So that's all part of the fun and the excitement. I love the narrative, you know, played at home. You know, that's, you know, Colin and I all through second edition, man. It was all narrative in the basement constantly. Every Friday night we were playing, you know, our 500 point games and, you know, Colin von Karstein running around the table, having a good time, writing short stories and everything else. I haven't convinced them to send them over to Brandon yet to see if they would form the basis of a book, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I think he'd have to change his name, though, with the von Karstein thing. But
Van Helsing. Yeah, I think you've made two great points there, Mark, is that I think in general, narrative gamers tend to be quite quiet. I think that may be true. So a lot of this stuff doesn't get shouted out from the rooftops as some of the competitive players do. And the other thing is, you just mentioned it there, you and Colin playing in your basement, which is brilliant, but it's in a way it's a little bit, I don't want to say sad, but it's a bit of a shame somehow that the fun ends there, or it's just you in isolation, you and Colin having a lovely old time, but it doesn't somehow feed back to the community. And I think that's a key part of what we want to do, is build altogether build on narrative stuff, build on stories, and just get this train moving, as it already is, actually, to be quite honest, guys. There's real momentum, I think. I know, I've been playing Kings of War since third edition dropped, so maybe 4 years, something like this. I've never seen such an emphasis on narrative and story as we've seen recently. And to me, it's really, really exciting because I'm no competitive gamer. It's not how I enjoy the game. So for me, this is all super, super exciting. So I think we want to hand over now to Walt. So Walt's obviously been on a couple of MUP shorts. I had a wonderful time just talking narrative gaming with Walt. He's a spade, as we say. If you don't know what I'm referring to there, dear listener, listen back to our MUP shorts with Walt. I'm going to put myself on mute, Walt.
G'day, Chris. G'day, Mark. How are you going over there? It is a really exciting day, but I hate to tell you guys, you haven't made the announcement yet. What are you announcing?
That's Chris style, man. What can I tell you? All
right. Mark, take it away.
Drum roll, please. Well,
let's just end the episode there.
Well, we're about to introduce to you a brand new podcast segment that we're going to be running on the MUP channel, and that is MUP Lore.
I am so excited about this, and thank you very much for inviting me to participate in this. I will be involved in this, but I won't be the only one. I can tell you that right now, because this is going to be bigger than Ben-Hur, as we say over here in Australia. There are thousands of stories in the Mantic universe, from planets lost, dangers lurking, treasures found, heroes made, deals done, alliances broken, empires lost, and backs stabbed. And we are going to reveal all of them, one at a time, in MUP Lore. So there we go. That's what's coming.
This is very exciting. Fantastic. So as Walt said, so it is a new type of MUP episode we're going to be running on just on your normal podcast feed, obviously with an emphasis on story and narrative and not competitive gaming. So this is super, super exciting. So I think, we've just got a few questions we're going to run through now just to try and just make this what this is and what it isn't clear to the dear listener.
All right, Walt, the biggest question, why are we doing it?
Why are we doing this? We're doing it because we want to showcase people's armies. We want to release the inner storyteller in all of us and take our games to another level. And we want to let people know what other people are actually doing, what we're playing, and spread the enjoyment from playing Mantic games, and even to those that are thinking about playing Mantic games. I just don't want to talk about an army or a war band or a band of heroes and have people listen to it. I want to dip them into it and make them feel that they are there.
I think it's really fun, and it's an extra layer we put on top of our games, and I think it makes a massive difference to our enjoyment. And if we see other people doing it, I think it's easier for us to do it ourselves. So I think we can all, I think a big part of this is just we all give ourselves the permission to tell these cool stories with our armies and our models and just get an extra level of enjoyment out of it.
Everybody's got a story in them. And I think MUP Lore is going to give people an avenue to share them with lots more people. MUP Universe is a big universe. There's a lot of stories to tell.
And we also have enough wiggle room within Mantic Lore that we can do what we want, whereas there may be other universes, without mentioning any names, which everything is very, very mapped out, very, very designed. So you might get the feedback, no, that's the wrong color, or you've painted that the wrong color, or no, that's not canon, that's not story. We've got enough space here to make our own stories and just enjoy all this stuff, right?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the other things is, and even Mantic will tell you this, is that the competitive gaming scene actually makes up a very small part of Kings of War sales. You know, a lot of people playing in the basement and playing casually. And so, you know, and a lot of that is narrative, you know, people just getting together and, you know, doing their little stories in the basement and, you know, narrative campaign, whatever they would write up. And it would be great if some people could share, you know, some of that with us and with you, the audience as well, you know. So we're hoping that, you know, we'll get some other people that, you know, voices we haven't been heard that are normally in the basement that'll come out and, you know, share with the wider community.
Yeah, most people on MUP, we're pretty, I don't want to say we're pretty mediocre, but none of us are like, you know, professional painters, you know, crystal brush winners. None of us are incredible players that have an intrinsic understanding of the rules of the games. We just love this stuff. It's just fun for us. And I think that's the spirit at which we're doing this. This is just, we're doing this for our hobby, for fun. Maybe people want different things out of games, but we can all get behind, you know, telling cool stories with this. So, Walt, so let's talk a little bit about, so who is involved with this?
Well, who's involved? The community, first and foremost. And my vision is that every listener of the Mantic Universe podcast becomes part of the pod rather than just listening to it. I'm looking forward to people putting up their hand to talk about their army, their warband, their tribe, the story around those. Now, that's the community, but there are other people involved as well. There's the production team. This podcast is going to be a bit of a challenge because we're going to tell stories and we don't want to be bland about it. We want to put some audio clips in there. We want to really immerse people in some, and get some of those atmospherics working. So there's a production team. And of course, that means there's a lot more happening behind the scenes, story writing, editing, audio creation, and mixing and voice acting as well. And so who are these people in the background? Well, there's me, because I put up my hand. I'll live to regret that, I think, but yeah, we'll see. And there's my co-pilot, Danny, in the wings, and coming on board to help. It looks like there's going to be Jack, and Jack is really an interesting young man. He produces shows for radio, and he's an actor, and possibly Wendy will come on board as well to lend some technical support and voice acting. And, of course, the entire MUP team, whether they know it or not, are also going to come onto the show as well. And then I've got every listener that's out there listening, yeah, that puts up their hand. If you want to get your name up in lights, if you are a budding short story writer, I want you. If you're a voice actor, I want to hear from you. And if you love making background audio clips, please submit them to us. We'd love to use them. And, of course, last but not least, we want players with imagination to tell us about their armies, their war bands, their individuals, their heroes.
I think we don't need to see someone's CV. We don't need to see their qualifications. All you need to get involved in this is a passion. That's all you need. You don't need any experience. If you're interested, please do just get in touch. You know, we're all just having fun with this stuff, and we invite everyone to get in. Whether you're a Mantic author and you've got that credibility, of course we want you. But if you're new to the hobby, new to Mantic games, and you're just really passionate about this and this sounds exciting, please do get in touch with us, because we want everyone involved at all levels. Whoever you are, we want you involved in some capacity, even if it's just to help you get underway with telling, you know, if you're interested in it, well, I'd be interested to tell the story of my army, but I'm not really sure where to start. Please do get in touch. And I think what you mentioned there, that just pulling people in from the community. Well, I think you were listening. You were just a listener to MUP with your sheep in a field in the other side of the world. And now you're with us. Driving us forward. So, dear listener, please get involved. That's what MUP is all about. It's about passion. Luckily for me, not necessarily about competence, but it's very much about passion. And you'll notice Walt is a lot more organized than I am. He has a very clear idea of what he wants, which is fantastic for this, because this has to be, by its nature, a lot more structured. So obviously we're going to build a team around Walt, and that's going to be with you, dear listener. So please do get in touch if this sounds exciting, which, let's be honest, it sounds very exciting.
Which is why we're here today. So, all right. Well, Walt, so what are we going to be covering on MUP Lore?
This is something that's been keeping me awake at night. And I've come up with a bit of a short list. And it's not the definitive list, but this is where we're going to start, right? So we're going to have army showcases. And this is where we deep dive into the background history, the customs, the strengths and weaknesses of a listener's army, their heroes, and we try and get into their motivations, their fears, their plots and schemes. We want to hear about their great conquests and trumpet their victories, using storytelling to do it. There's another segment that I'm really keen to develop, and this one I'm going to call MUP Stories. I'm going to invite all of the listeners to sit and gather around a table. Just imagine, on a stormy night, doors barred, rumours of evil afoot, strum of a out-of-luck troubadour's lute, and you're going to tell a story to take our minds away from all the horrible things that are happening outside. And okay, that was a bit melodramatic, I know, but I'm talking about a MUP story jam.
Hey, well, if people don't like melodrama, what are you doing listening to MUP Law, honestly? Yeah,
don't listen to us. So I'm talking about a MUP story jam where I'm going to be inviting our listeners to submit a one-page story, 500, not much more, maybe 1,000 words, on a theme that we'll announce, and we'll link to all the received stories on our Facebook page, and then we'll pick one out to read out on MUP Law and bring it to life using our voice actors and our background clips. I need people with all sorts of accents, not just Australian ones, because Australian accents are really weird, right? So I need people who can speak the Queen's English. What else? Well, let me just make the point. Great terrain just makes narrative play that much more exceptional.
Oh, definitely. I'm working on that at the moment, to be honest. That exact same thing. I'm 3D printing a specific table because I want battles to be in a specific location. And that's exactly what's happening. And it's very exciting. And what's been really wonderful, I played a game with my friend last night, and he, you know, had that positive, you know, he had that sort of moment of, okay, this is really cool. It does just add something to the game that you don't get if you're not going to the extra bit of effort to make this happen.
So I believe you just invested in a 3D printer.
I already have one, Walt. So, but a lot of times when we were doing our games, you know, just for an example, Colin would open up one of the books, you know, that he was reading, getting inspiration from, and he would specifically set the table up based on that map so that he would do that. He would also write linked campaign things that he would play that, you know, from this map to this map to this map, and, you know, what happens if you win this battle and blah, blah, blah. He really gets into it. So, and then we would play these battles. He'd put the whole thing together. I'd show up to play. So, you know, a lot of fun. And then you go back and write the stories about it. And it's kind of a shame they'll never see the light of day. But, you know, he had a great time doing it. And So this is kind of what we're trying to encourage and, you know, to get people involved and things like that. And, you know, so like if you're writing for Ronnie the Bard of Mantica over on Facebook, this is a great place to get your short stories and stuff that you're writing on the pod waves. So yeah, it'd be a good way to do it, you know. So if you're writing over there, please reach out to Walt. Yeah. That'd be great.
Ihr hört gerade den Mantic Universe Podcast. So viele Universen, so wenig Zeit.
I want to talk about evocative terrain. My vision is this is going to be another part of MUP Law, where people can talk about some of the stuff that they're actually building, and we can also touch on 3D printing. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff coming out of the Mantic Vault, and there's a lot of great terrain boxes being put out with Mantic, but, you know, there's a lot of terrain that's been scratch-built and from all sorts of different places. So let's talk about that. And I suppose the last thing, in terms of what we intend to cover, is book reviews. There's some fantastic books there, and yes, listening to the author talking about their books is great, but also wouldn't mind getting a group of listeners who have read a book and then bringing them onto the podcast. We do a bit of a book review. Which bits did we like? And we do the what ifs. What's happening here? What will possibly happen after this book, you know, after we finish reading this book? What do we
and
think
how does it impact our games, Walt, right? Sorry to interrupt you.
Absolutely. Please. Not every podcast will have all of those ingredients, but it'll have one or two of those in there, and we'll just vary it. One thing I will try and promise the listener is I'm going to try and keep MUP Law short and sharp and sweet.
What I can't wait to hear is the bloopers. Sorry, Mark.
There's going to be plenty of those.
We could probably sell a reel of those sometime to for a charity around Christmas.
Speaking of Australians and their accents, did either of you see the Robin Hood film with Russell Crowe? He had the most spectacularly awful accent. It was just checked with it almost word to word. It was almost a different accent. It was absolutely bizarre.
Chris, and you do know that Russell Crowe's a New Zealander. You know that.
He's from New Zealand, but I think he moved to Australia at some point. Yeah, you don't want him, is what you're saying.
Anyway, it sounds like Colt doesn't want to claim him. So,
so because this isn't a monthly, let's move on then. So we talked a lot about what we're going to cover in obviously in MUP Law. I think over time as we do this, it's going to evolve, and you know, and we're going to refine it. But I think that's an incredible starting point. What are we not going to cover?
That is a great question. I've thought long and hard about this, but the answer is actually quite simple. The Mantic universe is so big that we really won't be in a position to be able to cover any other universes from any other game systems. So having said that, I want to hear from all those admirals that are sailing Armada ships. I want to hear from the insertion teams that are trying to survive in a dead zone space. I want to hear from the war bands that are going through deserted places and villages looking for treasure. And I want to even hear from armies that are marching to war, including in Epic Warpath. So there are so many game systems there. There are so many stories to tell. I think there's enough there to keep us busy for a long, long time. And, yeah, I hate to say it, we won't be covering any other game systems outside of the Mantic universe.
So what you're saying, Walt, is so many universes, so little time.
Spot on.
So, well, to wrap up then, so how can people participate in this? We're all very excited. How can we get involved?
Probably about four things that are on my mind. So people should actually let us know what they love and what, in terms of what we're doing. I'm keen on feedback. Please, you can respond on the Facebook page. And if you're not sure where that is, Mantic Universe Podcast, it's pretty straightforward. There will be links on the show notes of our show. I invite you to use those links to respond back to us as well. We will read every one of those responses and we will take that into consideration. The people that want to showcase their army, that want to tell their story. Yeah, step forward. Don't be shy. And if you don't feel like you don't want to talk about it, that's okay. We still want to hear about your story. We will simply use our production crew to bring your story to life. Those people who have ideas of what we should be doing next, just get in touch. And also those people who love just creating things, audio clips, graphics, managing things in the background, you know, that can that want to be part of the team, you know, to actually deliver MUP Law. I want to hear from you too. There's enough room for everybody.
There you go. So when do you think this is all going to kick off, Walt?
You know what? I've been really, really busy. I mean, you guys have been hanging on to this secret for a little while, but things haven't been standing still. So our doors are already being beaten down with people wanting to talk about their armies. The first episode will probably be coming up in the next 2-3 weeks. We're still in the early production phase of that. And we're going to follow Lieutenant Lucky Lawrence and his GCPS squad into Sector 620. And I think there's another 2 or 3 episodes, Mark, at the starting line, ready to go. But I want lots more than that.
Really, I think this is so exciting.
Fantastic. And you're going to be able to see that. We usually have the MUP episodes marked, and then we have a MUP short. And in the feed, you'll see MUP lore. And so that'll help you start differentiating a little bit between the episodes while the episode numbers continue to climb and we continue to put out content. So everybody here at MUP is very, very excited about this. And, you know, we've got some great stuff coming up for you guys.
And just to make it clear, dear listener, this is very much, well, you know, the whole MUP team will be involved. This is very much Walt's baby. You know, this is Walt's passion project. Walt is the Walt is 100, has final say on everything we're doing for MUP Law. I think it's an area at which, is criminally underserved in the Mantic community. So I'm so excited that this is being pushed forward.
There you go. Yeah, this is a real passion for me too, but I can't do everything. So thank you for stepping up, Walt. I really appreciate it. I've got a lot of ideas for you that I'm going to pass off. And, you know, I'm very excited about pushing the narrative of this game and all the Mantic games. And I'm just very, very glad that you're here. And thank you.
Well, thank you to both of you for inviting me to be able to participate in this. I'm going to love this, and I hope that our listeners will love it too.
Super. Mark, do you want to take us out?
Well, I certainly will, and thank you for listening to this exciting announcement. Please share it with your friends. You know, give us some feedback. Chris will put a post up on Facebook when this episode drops, and, you know, we can all chat about things that we're going to be doing, and hopefully some, you know, you guys are excited about this. That's why we're bringing it to you, and we're ready to rock and roll. So, and as I mentioned earlier, folks, there are so many universes and so little time.